This is Dr. Bajaj, and that's the colonoscopy report on patient James Knoller, K-N-O-E-L-L-E-R, and you can see paracentesis, GERD, history colon polyps, physician of Magellan, Magasio, and Astrology, Dr. Nelson, official of the blood test, the family of the colored gender, perapsy, giddy biopsy, and colonoscopy, polypectomy, and smooch, and lymphocytes, and giddy cells, and colonoscopy, pushing and fungus, and the bishop, and the chief, the skipper, and the vocality, and the friends, and the James Knoller, the blood work, second of the exam patient doing malmoire, donage, bacillus, smontes, and all serious cells, and friends, and influential, trying to find the patch, ulcers, and so on, and the malagasa, bacillus, and blood vessels. Regular patient being fed with a bunch of hataria, plus an official patient had moderate-sized hyalurhonia, so by injection, patient appeared to be having non-healing, the patient appeared to be having ulcer noted at 9 o'clock position. Deeply cathartic, passive against lag diagnosis, this was pretty also appearing in short segment ballot, passive against lag diagnosis, ever seen move, pressure trap is not up, subtract pressure, turn on, see by jelly, by return, see, scope of the track, see why the telephone, display fresh telephone, have a flash, there's a signal of fission. Coming out of south, 5 millimeter size polyp, noted at the proximal, as any polymer, the hard force of polypectomy. There were 3 millimeter polyp, was noted at the hepatic maximum, the hard force of polypectomy. Discover a rectum agglomeration for him, now being observed at a 6 point, which champions in non competition. Finding number one, short segment palate, bacteria, sorry, diagnosis. Number two, G junction ulcer noted deeply cratered with no visible vessel. Bacteria, patient's like diagnosis. Number three, modified hyalurhonia. Number four, multiple gastritis. Number five, multiple duodenitis. A stomach bacteria were taken for a heavy pottery. Small bacteria were taken for a serious flu. Number six, colonoscopy to seek them. Number seven, adequate prep. Number eight, proximal ascending colon polyp. 5 millimeter removal of the hot spots for just polypectomy. And number nine, hepatic pressure polyp. 3 millimeter removal of the hot spots for polypectomy. Number 10, hemorrhoids recommendation. Now bleeding recommendation. Away for the paracentesis. Number two, ever the paracentesis biopsy. Number two, away from the ulcer, G-junction slice, probably ulcer biopsy. And number three, away from the small biopsy, because the partner looking for a retreat, number four, away from the small biopsy. Number five, away from the colon polyp, come down to the fecal last in 5 years. Advised to take hyaluronic water. There's 2 supplements, the citizen five preparation, HSO, flare. I'm going to start patient with protonic, 4 liters of gram twice daily, and carpet, 1 gram QID. And because of the nature of the D-junction ulcer, and I would recommend, even in the bicycle, recommend the upper endoscopic ultrasound for the evaluation of D-junction ulcer. And follow one T-center nutrition, please send a copy to patient primary care provider. Recommend your upper endoscopic ultrasound for evaluation of D-junction ulcer throughout neoplastic changes. Follow one T-center nutrition, please send a copy to and since this is at the place where the esophagus, so even if the bias comes negative, we're still going to have the upper endoscopy also for the evaluation of the G-junction ulcer in the Barrett esophagus area. Following to our new plastic cancer change, the following two patients, please send the cover to patient primary care provider, Dr. Paramita Ghosh, P-A-R-A-M-I-T-A, Paramita Ghosh, G-U-S-H, day procedure, August 27th to 22nd, and so August 27th to 22nd, this is our patient.